Greetings to brothers and sisters. Please, peace to you in the Lord Jesus Christ.
上一个主日，彭弟兄同我哋交通到瑞士中心有见识嘅仆人。
Last week, our brother Pong has shared with us on the topic of who is a faithful and sensible servant.
唔知大家有冇一个思想，我想做一个有见识而又忠心嘅仆人或者管家。
I wonder if we had that push in within after hearing our brother sharing that we want to be that faithful and sensible servant.
前冇幾耐咧，我同大家交通過希伯來書裏邊一啲信心嘅偉人。
A while back, I had a chance to share with brothers and sisters in regards to the men of faith that are recorded for us in the book of Hebrews.
神話佢容讓好多嘅呢啲見證人好似雲彩咁嚟圍繞我哋。
God tells us that He permits for all these individuals to be there, almost like a cloud of witnesses that surrounds us.
Okay, then 我又提過，我哋裏邊有冇一個願意嘅心，多同呢啲見證人嚟做朋友啊？
And I remember in the midst of my sharing, I had posed a question whether we have a desire to have a more intimate fellowship with these witnesses that surround us.
因為我哋多同呢朋人嚟做朋友嘅時候咧，我受佢影響。
Because the more we spend time with these witnesses of God, then we are more affected by them.
再上幾次咧，張弟兄又交通過我哋少年嘅時候咧，將自己奉獻俾主係最好嘅。
Several sessions ago, our brother Stephen has shared with us on the topic of how we should consecrate ourselves, give of ourselves to God in our youth.
咁如果我年老咁咪點算咧？冇份啦。
So the question might come, well, what if I'm older? Does that mean that that now excludes my giving myself to God?
今日咧，我想同大家交通聖經裏邊一個見證人。
I would like to share with brothers and sisters this morning about a witness of God.
呢個見證人咧係對我哋有好處嘅，我哋可以同佢交個朋友。
He is of great benefit for us to be friends.
佢一個有忠心有見識。
He is a faithful and sensible servant. Because when he heard, then he acted upon what he had heard. He not merely came to know, but he acted upon his knowledge. And not only did he go forward and take action during his youth,
去到年老咧，都係咁樣去行噶。
But even in his elderly age, older age, he also walked in the same way.
神就讚賞呢一個人啊。
And God praised this individual.
話佢係專心跟從我嘅。
That he is one who followed me fully.
並且咧，佢有另外一個靈喺佢，佢有心智嚟跟從我嘅。
And that he followed me with a different spirit.
講咗咁多，大家估到佢係邊個啦？
After all these hints, can you guess who that individual is that we're speaking of?
講緊邊個咧
？Who are we talking about? Which character?
講緊加勒。
Talking about Caleb.
咁我知道星期五晚咧，青年聚會佢哋就講緊啲人物嚇。
I know that the brothers and sisters who come on Friday Night Fellowship on the second floor, we've been studying various characters.
咁唔知道佢有冇講到加勒啊
？I don't know if Caleb was one of those characters that was studied.
如果有咧，或者請佢上嚟講下先啊。
Maybe if they have, they studied a lot, maybe they can come up and share with us what they learned.
因為做咗好多調查研究啊，我知道。
Because I know that they went through a lot of workup to get the details and things like that.
但係咧，我打聽過佢哋冇啊。
But I think that they did not, right?
所以今日就我自己講曬啦。
So since they did not study it, it's up to me then to share it to you, with you this morning.
無論如何，我知道佢哋星期五晚嚟到讀呢啲人物啦。盼望佢讀完之後咧，我有一個羨慕如果佢哋係好人嚟講，我想學佢啊，壞人就唔好學啦。
But going back to the Friday Night Fellowship time, after they've studied the characters, I wonder if that became an aspiration that was created in their heart, that they would want to be like the characters that they had just finished studying.
好，咁我哋嚟读圣经，睇下圣经点样讲加勒呢一个人。
So let's go back into the Word of God and see what the Bible tells us about this person, Caleb.
民数记 13章。
First, let's turn to Numbers chapter 13.
民数记13章。
Now, there's quite a lot of references, so we're just going to read selected verses. Numbers chapter 13, we'll first read verses 1 and 2.
耶和华晓谕摩西说，你打发人去窥探我所赐给以色列人的迦南地，他们每支派中要打发一个人，都要作首领的。
1 and 2. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Send now for yourself men, so that they may spy out the land of Canaan, which I am going to give to the sons of Israel. You shall send a man from each of their father's tribes, every one a leader among them.
同一章我们跳到第26节了。
We're going to jump now to verse 26 of the same passage, Numbers chapter 13, verse 26.
或者25节了。
Actually, we'll go back a little bit to verse 25.
过了40天，他们窥探那地回来了。
When they returned from spying out the land at the end of 40 days,
到了巴兰旷野的加底斯，见摩西亚伦并以色列的全会众，汇报摩西亚伦并全会众，又把那地的果子给他们看。
They proceeded to come to Moses and Aaron and to all the congregation of the sons of Israel in the wilderness of Paran at Kadesh, and they brought back word to them and to all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land.
又告诉摩西说，我们到了你所打发我们去的那地，果然是流奶与蜜之地，这就是那地的果子。
Thus they told him and said, We went into the land where you sent us, and it certainly does flow with milk and honey, and this is its fruit.
然而住那地的民强壮，城邑也坚固宽大，并且我们在那里看见了阿纳族的人。
Nevertheless, the people who lived in the land are strong, and the cities are fortified and very large. And moreover, we saw the descendants of Anak there.
阿玛力人住在南地，黑人耶布斯人、阿摩利人住在山地，迦南人住在海边，并约旦河旁。Now
Amalek is living in the land of the Negev, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites are living in the hill country, and the Canaanites are living by the sea and by the side of the Jordan.
加勒在摩西面前安抚百姓说：我们立刻上去得那地吧，我们足能得胜。
Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, We should by all means go up and take possession of it, for we will surely overcome it.
但那些和他同去的人说，我们不能上去攻击那民，因为他们比我们强壮。
But the men who had gone up with him said, We are not able to go up against the people, for they are too strong for us.
探子中有人论到所窥探之地，向以色列人报恶信，说我们所窥探经过之地是吞吃居民之地。
So they gave out to the sons of Israel a bad report of the land which they had spied out, saying, The land through which we have gone in spying it out is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people whom we saw in it are men of great size. There also we saw the Nephilim. The sons of Anak are part of the Nephilim. And we became like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight.
继续去第14章，我们继续读。
We're going to read on to chapter 14,
第一节,
beginning with verse 1.
当下全会众大声喧嚷，那夜百姓都哭号。
Then all the congregation lifted up their voices and cried, and the people wept that night.
以色列人向摩西亚伦发怨言，全会众对他们说：巴不得我们早死在埃及地，或死在这旷野。All
the sons of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron, and the whole congregation said to them, Would that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would that we had died in this wilderness?
耶和华为什么把我们领到那地，使我们倒在刀下呢？我们的妻子和孩子必被掳掠，我们回埃及去岂不好吗？
Why is the Lord bringing us into this land to fall by the sword? Our wives and our little ones will become plunder. Would it not be better for us to return to Egypt?
众人彼此说，我们不如立一个首领回埃及去吧。
So they said to one another, Let us appoint a leader and return to Egypt.
摩西亚伦就俯伏在以色列全会众面前窥探地的人中。
Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces in the presence of all the assembly of the congregation of the sons of Israel.
窥探地的人中，亂的儿子约书亚和耶夫 尼的儿子加勒撕裂衣服，对以色列人传会中说，我们所窥探经过之地是极美之地。
Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Zebulun of those who had spied out the land tore their clothes, and they spoke to all the congregation of the sons of Israel, saying, "The land which we passed through to spy out is an exceedingly good land."
耶和华若喜悦我们，就必将我们领进那地，把那地赐给我们。
If the Lord is pleased with us, then He will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey.
那地原是流奶与蜜之地。但你们不可背叛耶和华，也不要怕那地的居民，因为他们是我们的食物，并且任备他们的已经离开他们，有耶和华与我们同在，不要怕他们。
Only do not rebel against the Lord, and do not fear the people of the land, for they will be our prey. Their protection has been removed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them.
但全会众说，拿石头打死他们二人。不然耶和华的荣光就会幕中向以色列人显现。
But all the congregation said to stone them with stones. Then the glory of the Lord appeared in the tent of meeting to all the sons of Israel.
咁我哋跳去第24节。
Now we're going to jump to verse 24.
系24节。呢一章嘅24节。
Numbers chapter 14 still.
但唯独我嘅仆人加勒，因他另有一个心志，专一跟从我，我就把他领进。所去过的那地，他的后裔也必得那地为业。
But my servant Caleb, because he has had a different spirit and has followed me fully, I will bring into the land which he entered, and his descendants shall take possession of it.
圣经我哋就暂时读咁多吓。
So that's the end of our Bible reading for now.
今日圣经读长咗啲，但愿意大家喺圣经里边得到呢、这个。知道这个故事的背景。
The passages were a little bit longer than usual, but we want to make sure that brothers and sisters had a good idea of the background of this particular story.
从这个故事的里边，这件历史的事情里边，我们晓得当这个以色列人要进入迦南地的时候，神差派探子，容许他们差派探子去探那个地方。
We know from this particular story, from this portion of history, that God permitted for the Israelites to send out spies to spy out the land of Canaan before they were to enter it.
总共有十二个探子。
In total, there were 12 spies sent.
里面有约书亚，亦都有加勒。
Among the 12 was Joshua and Caleb.
佢哋去到嗰个地，实在见到个地十分嘅肥美。
And when the spies arrived in the land, they saw that it was a rich land.
甚至乎呢个葡萄咧斩落嚟都要两个人抬先抬到翻嚟嘅。
Even the vine, they chopped off one portion of the vine, but it was so huge that it required two individuals to carry it on their shoulders to bring that one branch back.
所以当呢十二个探子翻嚟嘅时候，对嗰个地咧，大家都同一个意见，系呢块肥美之地。
So in there was a consensus in that regard for all the spies to say that is a rich land.
但系对于住喺嗰个地。上边嘅人咧，佢有唔同嘅睇法喎。
But as far as their evaluation of the people that lived in that land, the inhabitants of that land, they differed.
有十个探子系咁讲嘅。
10 of the spies concurred.
哇，住喺嗰度嘅人系巨人嚟嘅。
The people there they're giants.
个个就姚明咁高啊。
Everyone is as tall as
姚明。姚明。
Oh, Yao Ming.
城墙又大。
And the cities are large.
哇！我哋睇佢，我哋觉得我哋真系好渣蛮一样。
We when in comparison to them, we are just like grasshoppers.
佢睇我哋都系一样。
They look at us as grasshoppers too.
哇！咁所以大家意见都一样嘅，我同佢意见都冇乜分别，我哋都系渣蛮嚟嘅。
So the people there, the inhabitants and us, we look at it the same way. We're grasshoppers to them.
但係呢個加勒同埋約書亞就唔係咁講啦喎。
But Caleb and Joshua, they differed in their opinion.
呢啲人雖然係大
，They said even though these people are huge.
但係佢只不過係我哋嘅食物。
But they are our prey.
你就唔使怕。
You don't need to be afraid of them.
我要入去得嗰個地為業。
We can go and possess the land.
有對當地嘅人有兩個唔同睇法喎。
Now, the group of people had two. This group of spies had two differing opinions about the land.
咁呢个以色列人咧会仲有起哄啊。
But how did the Israelites respond?
佢见到咁话惊啊。
They became afraid.
我不如立咗个手，我翻转头 U turn 啊，翻埃及啦。
They said, wait, let's stop here, and in fact, let's make a U-turn and go back to Egypt. And the Bible passage tells us, right at that specific moment in time, then the glory of God was revealed to them. It was God then who revealed himself to put a break on what they were doing, and essentially telling them, I was the one that led you through 10 different plagues. And because of your response, not one adult who is alive today shall enter into the land of Canaan. And you shall instead wander in the wilderness for 40 years, 1 year for each day that I brought you forth. And so they were forbidden, the adults were forbidden to enter into the land of Canaan.
但有两个人例外的。
But there were two exceptions.
这两个人例外就是加勒和约书亚。
And the two exceptions are Joshua and Caleb.
并且神给这个约书亚，给这个加勒一个评价。
And in fact, God evaluated Caleb.
就是24节那里讲话。
Which is the verse that we read in verse 24.
他有另外一个心智。
God says, Caleb had a different spirit and has followed me fully. So this morning, my focus is really on this particular verse. What constitutes a different spirit? And what does it mean to follow after the Lord fully? From my youth, I was very captivated by this particular verse. I looked at this person and said, wow, he has a different spirit to be able to follow the Lord fully. And it's not just some other people's assessment about this person, this was God's own evaluation about this person. Now we know Joshua, he is a man of great faith. Now he saw the people that inhabited the land, but in him he had faith in God. It seems that he was able to see that which could not be seen. Just based on a physical sight, we realize how scary those individuals are.
讲到信心,我都还想补充一下,怎样叫信心?
Actually, let me retrace my steps a little bit. Since we're talking about faith, him having faith, what does it mean to have faith? Let me raise an example.
这个例子很多人都听过，我但我觉得例子实在都系唔错嘅。Maybe
many have heard this particular example used before, but I feel that this is a very good example in this particular juncture.
有两个鞋商，即系做鞋嗰啲推销鞋嗰啲人去非洲考察。So
there are two shoemakers. Two merchants who went to Africa to consider the marketplace there. One of the market persons said, there's no business there, nobody wears shoes there.
哇,很多生意做啊,每个都不穿鞋的。
But the other person said, no, there's a lot of business there, nobody wears shoes.
那就看看你从哪个角度去看了。
So it depends on which perspective you look at that particular matter.
那这个看见很多生意做这个呢,究竟他将来做生意成不成功呢,我都不知道啊。
Now for that person who thought that that was a great market to get into, I don't know, maybe he will be successful, maybe not.
可能会成功,
it's possible that he'll be very successful marketing to that place, but maybe not.
但今天我们跟从神呢, 是根据我们的体见呢, 还是根据什么呢? 这个很好。 好緊要。
But today, what about us? How we view God is very important.
我係跟從神啊，我係根據咩嚟跟從啊？
What is the basis by which we follow God?
好多人話，我有信心，我信就得㗎啦。
Some people say, I have faith, so all I need is faith, and that's all that's important.
或者睇見好多生意做呢個鞋商，我信得嘅就會得㗎啦嚇。
So similarly, going back to the example that individual who saw it as a marketplace, for a viable marketplace, he could say, I believe that this is a good marketplace and go forward with it.
佢可能會成功，但呢個成功唔係神俾佢嘅。
It's possible that he will be successful, but that success may not be because of God.
點解咧？我係講我嘅信心咧，必須要係有個根據，嗰個根據係神嘅話。
Because when we talk about faith, yes, we have to have great faith, but it also has to have a basis. And the basis for our faith needs to be the Word of God.
好似約書亞，佢要進去迦南地話，唔使怕佢哋嘅，佢只不過我哋食物嚟啫。
Now, just like Joshua, he could respond and say, "Oh, we don't have to worry about them; they are our prey."
但佢呢個根據邊度嚟啊？如果係根據約書亞自己。盲目的信心来讲，佢可能佢入到去变咗人哋嘅食物吓。
But where is what is the basis for his faith? If it was based on his own bravado, it could be that he walked into that land and he is going to be swallowed up.
但系佢有神嘅话，因为神系叫佢哋进去迦南，要将呢个地赐俾佢哋嘅。佢根据神嘅话去入去嘅。
But he had the concrete word of God. The word of God told him to go and possess the land.
神嘅话必然要成就啊。
And the word of God will be accomplished.
不是根据环境,
it's not dependent upon the environment.
是根据神的命定,
it's dependent on the commandment of God.
所以他有信心,
and therefore, Joshua had faith.
他这个信心不是一个盲目的信心,
his faith was not just some blind faith.
都不是一个自我安慰的信心,
nor just a faith that comforts himself.
所以我哋今日跟随主咧，我哋唔好话，我有信心。你个信心系根据咩嘢？
So today when we follow after the Lord, we cannot be so casual to say, oh, I have faith and that's enough. What is your faith based upon?
我睇一节圣经啦，俾我哋有一啲嘅误解嘅。雅各书第一章第六节。
Let's turn to a passage that sometimes we misinterpret. That's recorded in the epistle to James.
雅各書第一章
I'm sorry, Epistle of James, Chapter 1.
開始讀
We'll begin with verse 5.
雅各書一章五至六節
It's actually James chapter 1, verses 5 and 6.
你們中間若有缺少智慧的，應當求那口賜予眾人，也不斥責人的神，主就必賜給他。只要憑著信心求，一點不疑惑，因為那疑惑的人就像海中的波浪，被吹動翻騰。
Actually, 5 through 7. But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, without any doubting. For the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man expect that he will receive anything from the Lord.
因为读这节圣经呢，一读书嗰啲同学呢，就好喜欢的。
I think for those who are still students, they love this particular passage.
有缺少智慧，我 IQ 唔高，读书成绩冇 A， 就向主求啦，系嘛
？So it says if you lack wisdom, so okay, so my IQ is not so high, maybe I'm not an A student, but if I ask for it, maybe I'll get it.
哇，就当求了口赐予众人，都不斥责主，不斥责人嘅神，主就必赐给他。
For he gives to all men generously without reproach, and it will be given to him.
仲要话只要凭着信心求。
It says, as long as you ask by faith,
一点都不疑惑。
Without doubting, not one bit.
咁就得喎。
And then that's all that's needed.
咁你照住呢条方程式你去求，你真系信喎。信神一定会赐俾你嘅。
So if you use this formula and you go ahead and ask God, you say God's surely going to give me the A.
俾我智慧啊
Give me wisdom.
我亦都一啲都唔疑惑神嘅。
And I have no doubt that God will do it.
就必得著。
And I will for sure get it.
咁盼望你都咁求啦，但我唔知道主会唔会真系个个都俾你 IQ 提高咗啊
？Well, yes, it's good that we can ask that way, but I don't know if every one of us will see an increase in your IQ.
因为咧，如果有一个咁求。IQ 冇提高到嘅话咧， 咁我好似證明呢卷聖經唔對現啦嚇，好大問題㗎。
It's actually a very critical point. If one person praying in this way, using this formula, doesn't get an increase in his IQ, that somehow does that seem to invalidate this particular passage?
啊，咁我哋上個禮拜聽人譚弟兄啊講嘅神道咧，我都知道呢個第一所講嘅智慧咧，唔係講到 IQ 嚇。
From our sharing last week from Brother Pong, we know that wisdom, as we depicted here, is not talking about IQ.
啊，第二咧，如果我哋从根据呢段圣经嚟解咧，呢个系讲到当时教会咧喺极大嘅逼迫嘅里边。
And secondly, you have to understand the background. This set of words were spoken to the church at a particular time when they were inundated by tribulation.
啊，当喺大逼迫里边为着主嘅缘故嘅时候啊，佢哋嚟到求主嘅时候，主会俾佢智慧。
And under great tribulation from the outside, when they turn to God and ask the Lord for wisdom, the Lord will provide for them.
啊，当你被拉到公堂嘅上边嘅时候，你唔需要想自己要点样讲、点样辩解，啊，主自然会有话语赐给佢哋。
That if you're
主教导。
That if you're brought to court, you do not need to figure out what you will say before the judge, but rather at the the appropriate moment, the Lord will provide the proper words for them to say.
但话主要凭着信心求，一点不疑惑喎。
But it says here that we have to ask of him without doubting.
如果我一啲都唔疑惑，哎，我咁求一定得嘅，我就会得噶咯噃。
We're thinking, okay, as long as I don't doubt, if I have no doubt whatsoever, then that's a secret. I can just ask like this.
啊，我想要咁，我就咁样求，我完全唔疑惑嘅，我系咪一定得啦？
And I can ask of this, and without doubting at all, I know that I will get it. Is that true?
啊，唔系啊。
No.
呢个一点不疑惑咧，系一点不疑惑神按着佢旨意成就。
Without any doubting, it really should say without any doubting that God's will be done.
啊，所以你可以求。
So yes, you can ask.
啊，但系神一定按你所求嘅答应你。
But God is not constricted to answering your prayers exactly as you have asked.
啊。但系一点不疑惑，神要按着佢旨意成就你所求嘅事。
But rather that without a doubt, his will for you will be done.
啊，所以罗马书八章廿八节嗰个讲到，我哋原不晓得怎样祷告，那圣灵用说不出嘅叹息为我哋嚟到祷告。
So that's why in Romans 8:28 it tells us that we do not know how to pray, but the Spirit prays with us. Praise on our behalf.
我所求嘅都系好嘅，但神知道咩对我先至系真好嘅。
We can ask for many good things, but in reality, only God knows what is the best to give to us.
啊，再举一个例子。
Let me give you another example.
喺大概20年前啊
，about 20 years ago，
喺台湾有一个神大用嘅仆人。
There was a great man of God that was utilized to minister to Taiwan.
啊，喺中年嘅时候。突然间啊，被主接咗去啊
！And in his youth, the Lord took him and he died.
啊，咁喺当地聚会嘅弟兄姊妹咧，好接受唔到一件事。
At that particular time, the brothers and sisters who worship with this particular individual could not understand and could not accept it.
啊，唔知佢咪误解呢节圣经，只要凭着信心求，一点不疑惑。
And so I'm not quite sure. Maybe there's a misinterpretation of this particular passage that says that without any doubting, let him ask in faith and it will be done.
咁佢哋居然啊唔埋葬呢位弟兄啦。
So what did the brothers and sisters do in that congregation? They did not bury this brother who had just passed away.
啊，咁就喺嗰度求主叫佢从死里边复活，因为呢个弟兄嘅恩赐实在太大啦。
And instead, what they did was to ask God.Or to revive, resurrect essentially this dead brother because they felt that his impact on the Christian world was too great to lose.
当然，后尾呢个弟兄冇复活到。
Now, ultimately, this brother never was resurrected.
啊，倪托森弟兄有一个嘅例子啊。
Brother Watchman Nee gave us an example.
啊，弟兄有一次病咗。
Of an individual brother who was sick.
啊，神嘅话俾佢话啊，佢会好起上嚟。
And God, for him, he had the word of God speaking to him and saying that he will recover from his sickness.
啊，所以弟兄咧真系从个病里边好起上嚟。
And indeed, that brother recovered from his sickness. When the brethren saw this particular event, one of the leading sisters, one of the older sisters of that local congregation, was diagnosed with breast cancer. And so she came to speak to Brother Washman Nee and said, "You know, brother, I have faith too. I have faith that I will be healed."
弟兄就问了一件事。
And then in response, Brother Nee said, asked her one question.
你有没有神的话给你啊，话你会好啊?
He asked, "Do you have the word of God that told you that you will be healed?"
身老病死好平好系正常啊，但如果我哋唔睇身会好啊，神有冇话俾你咧？
Recovering from an illness can be an everyday event that happens, but at the same time, for that specific person, sister, did the word of God come and reveal itself to her that she will recover from her illness?
佢话冇，神冇话俾我，不过我大有信心。
Her response was, "No, I didn't particularly have a word of God telling me that, but I have full faith." And that's why I know that I'm going to be recovered. But Brother Washman Nee says, "No, you will not recover." Several months down the line, she too passed away.
So from these examples, we see that our faith must have God's word behind it to help us.
So from these examples, it should allow us to understand our faith must be grounded on the Word of God. So we see Joshua, he had great faith because it was based on the Word of God. And he solely followed God. He did not follow the influences of man. And so he rebelled against the peer pressure that he was experiencing. Even though the people responded by electing or wanting to stone him to death, he nevertheless persisted in his faith. We admire such an individual with such a strong faith, but we realize that his faith had action to it too.
是有行动，他不是听见，但他却不去行。The
faith was there, but it followed. What was prompted was action after the faith. It wasn't just pure faith.
并且遇见危险的时候，他还坚持神所讲的是对的。Not
only that, but in the midst of danger, that he persisted to hold fast to his faith.
很多人见到危险就缩沙了，他见到危险他都唔缩沙了。A
lot of people, when danger actually comes, they're going to retreat. But this individual did not retreat.
神对他的家长说，这个是有另外一个心智跟从我的。
And so God's evaluation of Caleb was that he had a different spirit and he followed me fully.
我想进入这一点，怎样有另外一个心智？
So I want to get into this matter now. How do we have a different spirit?
英文就是说他有另外一个灵。
In the English, it translates spirit from the original text, a different spirit.
它里边，人里边的灵呢，其实可以分两种的。
In actuality, man's spirit can take two forms.
一种呢，是属灵的灵啊。
One form would be of in the spiritual realm, that is of the Holy Spirit.
一种是属肉体的灵。The
other is of the flesh, what we call carnal.
在很多人里面，他这个灵，就信徒都好，里边个灵是一个属肉体的灵。There
are many Christians even that have a carnal spirit.
但是神所要我们是一个属灵的灵。But
what God desires is for Christians, for us, to have a spiritual spirit.
这个属灵的灵呢，唔一定同我哋信主嘅灵有关系嘅。
The spirit that we're talking about is not the same the spirit that is saved when we receive salvation.
不同信主的年日长短有必然的关系。
Sorry. This spirit of having a spiritual spirit is not determined by how long you have come to know the Lord.
你怎知道你里边有没有一个属灵的灵在里边呢？
How do you know whether you have that spiritual spirit?
举几个例子给大家，或者几个尺，几支尺给大家度一度吓。
Let me give you a couple of examples. They can be used as measures, measuring stick for us.
譬如好似弟兄喺度讲到啦，讲到我要做一个忠心而有见识嘅人。
So for example, going back to last week, the brother shared on how we need to be a faithful and sensible servant.
你有冇个事目？主啊，我真系要做一个忠心有见识嘅人。
So what was the response in your heart? Did you have a desire or aspiration to say, I want to be a faithful and sensible servant?
咁你喺主面前有一个咁嘅心志。
If you do, then that's the spirit that's in the Lord.
你有冇爱神嘅心？
Do you have a love for God?
你有冇心时常思想天上边嘅事情呢？
That constantly your heart goes to those things, considers in your mind those things of God? Or are you always constantly focused upon those things that are happening around you in this world? We oftentimes come for worship. When we gather, do we bring a heart of worship? You could say, well, of course I have a heart for worship, or if not, then I'll just stay home and rest. But how much of a heart do you have? When you come to bread breaking, does someone have to drag you in through the door? Or do you come with an expectant heart? I want to come and worship the Lord. Yeah, it might be that I come every week, but it's not a habit for you. But rather you say, this week, I want to come and praise and worship the Lord. Whether you open up in prayer audibly or you don't open up audibly in prayer, nevertheless, you have a heart to say, I want to worship my Lord. Now, this is the measuring stick for you. Do you have such a heart? I might come to a Bible study. Actually, I'm here to listen to a message. Or do you come to that Bible study fully prepared? That means that you have done your homework at home before you came, and you did the study yourself, and you now have something to contribute to that study. Even though you can come, in both instances, you're there physically. But there are two separate types of attitudes that you bring. We're not talking about whether you're saved or whether you're not saved. That's not the question.
你里边有没有一个这样的心智啊?
But rather, do you have that heart in you?
我们读一些属灵的读物，或者读一些属灵的人物。
We read spiritual books. We read about spirit, a character.
我读完之后，我有一个心，哎呀，主啊，我真系想做大卫啊！ 哇，你话你真系大卫王啊，想做大卫吓。
After you have finished reading about David, let's say, do you say, I aspire to be just like David? Or are you bold enough to say, I'm going to be like David? We should not feel embarrassed to have such an aspiration to be like these particular characters or witnesses that we see around us, to be like us, for us to be like them. But on the other hand, on the flip side, if you read through a character study and you say, oh, well, that's nice, that's him, but that's not me.
一个有心智的人，他是被他里边的灵嚟管治他嘅。
Then you realize, someone who has a proper spirit, is their actions is governed by their heart. A spiritual man will allow for God to have a say to govern his soul. And his soul then would then dictate the actions that's to be taken.
举一个例子啊,
Let me give you an example.
给我里面有个心思,
God gives me a intent in my heart.
我应该, 要读圣经, 我应该要亲近主, 或者我这个礼拜有这个属灵的服侍,
Oh wow, this week coming up, I have some spiritual service. Oh, you know, I have this thought. I should really read the Word of God. I should really draw near to the Word to Him.
但我用肉体来说，我又好中意打机。
But for me, I really love to play video games.
啊，系系。
I love to play video games.
我这个肉体这个魂呢，就被这个灵里边这个意识来管理啊。
Now there is this matter. Does the body, that means how you, what you do, is it going to be dictated by your heart? I have an intent. I really want to draw near to God. But you know, I really want to play video games too, but I know that my time is limited. So I'm going to set aside the video game for now and draw near to God instead.
引致我就做我应当所做的事了。
And as such, then that means you do what you're supposed to do.
这个是一个属灵的表示, 表现了,你有一个心,
this then reflects a heart for God.
调转就不是了,
but the converse, of course, would not have the same result.
它里面有这样的心思,
you have the intent.
不理了,打了先了,
that's okay. I put that thought aside because I really want to play.
我准备做什么我做了先了。
I'm going to do what I want to do first.
算到桥头自然直。
And that's fine. Everything will take care of itself.
这样这个就是给一个肉体来指示个魂，魂再指示个灵，禁住个灵，没了。
Now the sequence of events then is totally reversed. It's your actions that dictates your mind, which is your soul, which now influences your spirit.
所以我就知道一个人向着神有没有心，跟他信主日子长久未必有必然关系。所以就是张景所说，年少的时候你有向着主有个心，这样就住了。 So
this heart that we're saying, that we're talking about, this heart for the Lord is not dependent upon how long you have come to know the Lord whatsoever. That's why, as our brother Stephen oftentimes like to encourage for us, that we should serve the Lord, give our youth to the Lord.
现在不是说叫你奉献，我不是说这个题目。
We're not talking about consecration at this point in time. That's not the topic for today's message.
是说你向着神有没有这样的心志啊。
But rather, do you have a heart for the Lord?
如果一个人向着神，从年少开始，从信主日子开始，就没有一个这样的心志呢，他以后的路是很难行的。If
an individual does not have such a heart for the Lord from the time that they first accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, or from the time when they are young in age, then the rest of their lives will be a very difficult road to tread.
神看人里边有没有这个心智呢，远胜过这个人所有属灵的知识。
The Lord, God treasures that heart in an individual much more than what knowledge base or what type of data you have stored in your head about God.
盼望我们真系自己检查自己，我今日向着主，肯俾咗咁多尺俾你自己去度啊！ 我睇唔见啦，你自己我睇见自己啊。咁我有冇向住主有冇咁心智？我都好紧张啊！你有冇？如果你冇嘅时候，翻去悔改啊。So
now is time for a little self-inspection. These are all measuring sticks now that's been now laid out for us to use. You know yourself. I don't know you. You know yourself. But I'm anxious for you too. Do you have such a heart for the Lord? If you don't, you need to go back to the Lord and repent.
我们回来讲约书亚他有这个心智。We're
going to go back to talking about Joshua.
讲加勒有这个心智。We're
going to go back to talking about Caleb and his heart.
他要进入加南地。Caleb
wants to enter into Canaan.
加南地属灵的意思是什么呢?
Now, there's a spiritual meaning to Canaan. What is that? Do you know?
在希伯来书跟我们讲到这个加南是代表那时候的安息。
The book of Hebrews tells us that Canaan represented the resting place of the Old Testament time. That meant that the Israelites, if they were to enter into that land, they no longer needed to be slaves of someone else under someone else's oppression, but they had the freedom, and so they had rest.
今天我们知道迦南也都是预表基督里边的丰富。
Today, we realize that Canaan represents the fullness, the richness that is in the Lord.
进入迦南是神所的心意，神愿意我们进入迦南，得着基督的丰富。
And this is the same intent though that God has, which is for us to enter into Canaan, which means that we enter fully into all of His richness.
在地位上信主的人，在以弗所书，我是这样跟我们说的。
In the book of Ephesians, it tells us,
说他在基督的里面，曾经赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
It says that we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
曾经赐给我们，即是神已经将那属灵的福气给我们了。
That God has blessed us, meaning past tense, He has already given to us all of the spiritual blessings in Christ.
跟这个他们入迦南一样，神已经将迦南地赐咗俾佢哋啦，已经赐咗俾佢哋，但系佢哋要做佢嗰步，就要入去得着。
It is the same thing as the Israelites. God had already said that He was going to give the land of Canaan to them. All they needed to do was to actually physically enter into the land.
入迦南同出埃及系两件事，唔同嘅事。
Entering into Canaan is totally separate from being taken out of Egypt.
出埃及嘅时候咧，佢哋唔使争战嘅。
When they were taken out of Egypt, they did not have to struggle with that particular decision.
神喺嗰度为佢哋嚟到争战。
Because God battled for them.
佢哋唔需要动一兵一卒嘅。They
didn't have to do anything to raise their little fingers to gain freedom.
神用云柱火柱叫佢哋同呢个埃及兵嚟到分开。
God used the pillar of clouds and the pillar of fire to separate the Israelites from their enemies that came after them.
过红海的时候，神叫红海合埋，就叫呢个埃及全军喺嗰度嚟覆没。
It was God who allowed the Israelites to cross the Red Sea and then have the waves come crashing down on their enemies to kill off their enemies.
这个是讲到属灵上面来讲，是讲到我哋嘅得救，我哋离开世界。
And that is a picture of our salvation. It tells us about our process of going through gaining salvation.
当我得救的时候，我哋唔需要有人任何工作。
When it comes to salvation, it does not depend on the works that you do. We don't have to do anything for it.
整个救恩是主耶稣基督亲自完全去作成的。
The entirety of salvation was given to us as a gift, and the Lord Jesus Christ, it was He who finished all the things that were necessary to give us that gift. We are saved by faith through grace. We are saved by grace through faith. Not but because of works. Lest anyone should boast. So, the experience of escaping from Egypt, that is likened to our experience of being saved.
但要进迦南地的时候呢?
But this matter about entering into Canaan,
神要他们去征战的，虽然有耶和华做元帅，但他们要去征战的。
It required for them to battle, to enter into the battles, even though God was the Lord of hosts. Nevertheless, it required that the Lord, God was a commander in chief. Nevertheless, that it required for them to physically enter into the battle to fight for the land. The kingdom of heaven is for those who strive violently to gain.
暴力的人就得着了。 You
must strive violently to gain it.
是对哪个暴力？对自己暴力。
What do you struggle against? Violently against. You're violently struggling against yourself.
原来基督里面很多属灵的丰富，神是叫我们这个人被对付的。
There are so many riches that are in within Christ, but we have to deal with it on our own. We have to deal with it on a one-to-one basis.
需要去争战才能得着的。
We need to enter into battle and to fight for it before we're able to get it.
基督里面的丰富虽然在 已经俾咗你喺地位上你得着咗，但实际每一样得着咧，系需要你付出代价去得着嘅。
Even though every single one of these riches has already been given to you as far as status goes, that means potentially it's all ours. But in order to have it for in a concrete way, you have to fight for it.
所以我哋知道我哋呢个人咧。在進入這個好像加勒進入迦南地的時候，我們需要面對很多的爭戰。
Just like Caleb, when he wants to enter into Canaan, he has to be ready to physically fight the inhabitants.
很多人以為那我有信心就可以了。
Some people think, no, well, it says you just have to have faith, so if I have faith, that's enough.
但信心要加上有行動。
But faith must also be coupled with action.
这个就是上个主日彭弟兄所跟我们讲到的。
This is one of the points that our brother Paul has shared with us last week.
很多人看那一段圣经讲到将这个房子起在这个沙土上和起在磐石上，以为我们那段圣经教我们将房子起在磐石上边。
Some people read the passage where there is an analogy of building a house on sand or building the house or house on solid rock. We think that, oh, it just means that, okay, we're supposed to build our house on solid rock.
那段圣经的重点是说你听见而去行的人就有福了。
But in actuality, the thrust of that particular parable is to say, after you have heard, then you need to go and do something about it, so that it's concrete.
他们来到出埃及，在旷野有很多人来倒闭，最后过了40年之后，他们真的入迦南地了。
Now the Israelites, because they had to wander in the wilderness, so they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years, and many lives were lost before they came to once again the point of being able to enter into Canaan.
但入迦南地之前呢，又有两个半支派呢，就见到河东地都几靓喎，我中意留喺河东地吓。
Now, historically speaking, just before they were to enter into the land of Canaan, 2.5 tribes out of the total of 12 looked around them and thought, gee, this land east of the Jordan River is really rich, is really bountiful. We like it here.
所以我就企远啲睇佢哋行呢个路程咧，我又见到有一班人出埃及。
So now if we take one step back and look at their experience, we realize they all were able to get out of Egypt.
就呢班人都全部得救噶啦，佢都离开咗埃及啦。
This group of people all were saved. They all left Egypt.
所以现在我们不是讲得救不得救的问题，全部得救。
So we're not talking about whether these individuals are saved or not. They were all saved. They left Egypt.
但行下，有些倒闭在旷野，或者不信的缘故倒闭在旷野。
But as they continue to travel, there are some that are lost. Some that are going to be, as far as attrition goes, some are just going to be lost along the way.
野神，野动神的怒气神很激气啊。所以我读这段圣经的时候，你不要说得救不得救，你今天我们在旷野倒闭的人不是不得救，而是那个信心不够，里面惹动神的怒气倒闭旷野，就讲到我们得那个奖赐没有。
They were lost along the way because of a lack of faith. You know, it's not a matter of whether these individuals were truly saved, that's never the question, but along the path towards where they're supposed to go, because of their struggles with faith, they lost their way and subsequently were not able to finish the course.
甚至乎要进入迦南地，有些还觉得河东地都挺好，我在这里留订台，留几围在这里。
And then we come to the point where they're just at the border of Canaan, entering into Canaan. And even then, there's some people that thought, no, I like this area much better than what is over there. So they then said, no, we want to establish our stronghold here instead of entering into the Canaan.
最终进入到迦南地那些啊,
and then what about
不是全部啊?
Ultimately, who did everyone enter into Canaan? No, not everyone ultimately entered into Canaan.
前两个礼拜呢, 我在这个 Hillsborough 那里呢, 去看一个 estate sale, 一个人家遗产屋买家私我去看。
A couple of weeks ago, I attended an estate sale in the city of Hillsboro.
咁我唔係特登上去睇，我經過見到個牌，我八卦下去睇下。
It's not that I intentionally want to go. It's just that I was kind of nosy and I was driving past and I saw the sign, so I decided to stop and go in.
啊！入到嗰間屋，嗰個前院，一個窗啊，一個圓嘅前院，直徑我諗150尺啊。
You cross the property line and you see the court that is there in front of the house. That there's is probably 150
diameter 啊，直径。
The court is about 150 feet in diameter.
可能仲讲少咗啊。
I think maybe I'm miscalculating. I'm short-changing them.
哇！咁啊，个前院都咁大个啊。
But I'm looking around the outer court, the front court. I'm saying, wow, this is great.
咁啊，見到地上邊唔係石屎嚟㗎，一嚿一嚿嗰啲古老石頭啊！我啊，每一嚿都係 antique 嚟㗎呢度啊。
And the grounds were not just dirt, but it was very nicely laid out with antique
rock stones. Stone 嚇，係啦。啊，我話哇，喺呢個淨係喺呢個院子度起間屋，我都大當我間屋唔知幾多間可以起啊，淨係前院啊。
So I'm thinking to myself, well, if you give me just this outer court and build a house here, that house would be many more times the size of my current house.
啊，咁入去睇佢有咩傢俬賣先啦。
So I said, okay, let me go in and see what type of furniture they have for sale.
哇，入到嗰啲傢俬件件古董嚟嘅，全部買唔起嘅。
And looked at each one was an antique, very, very valuable. None of them, not even one piece would I be able to afford.
咁我就同我太太讲，诶，呢个饭厅都唔系好大啫，呢个客厅，即系喺虽然比我屋企大，但系比我想象中都系细啊。咁大间，我都系细间，得咁多嘢啊。
So I looked around a little bit and I remarked to my wife, I said, hey, look, the kitchen is not so big.Look at that, the living room. It's not so big neither. Even though it was bigger than my living room and my kitchen, of course, but looking at it as a whole, it's not that big of a property. A guest room and then the dining room. I said, oh, forget it. Let's just go. I came out, and actually to my right, there's a path.That continues onward.
有條走廊啊，行去另外一邊啊。
There's a pathway.
嗰個走廊咧又咁闊嘅喎。
But the pathway is about the length, the width of this room.
哇！條走廊俾我做得幾個廳啊。
I can use that pathway as my living room many a times over.
咁行嗰邊，哇不得了！哇嗰個唔知我都唔知個咩廳嚟㗎，好似間教堂咁大啊。
Then it led to a particular room. I don't even know what the room is supposed to be for, but it's as big as a church, quote unquote, a church building.
兩三層高嘅樓頂，上邊個 ceiling 咧，全部畫曬畫嘅喎。
It was two or three stories high, first of all, and each ceiling had paintings or drawings that was painted onto the ceiling.
我同我太太講話啊，送俾我都唔敢住啊，冇錢維修啊。
I'm thinking.Even if you give it to me as a gift, I don't want to live here because there's no way for me to maintain, have enough money for maintenance of this particular room.
我太太睇你啊，頭先仲話人哋細，幾大都未見過細面啊。
And then, so she just said, look at that. At first you were judging and saying this property was so small. Look at how big, how gigantic this property is.
哇，行又有啊，上二樓呢度又有，嗰度又有，哇，好多啊。
So we continued to walk. We walked to the second floor. There was another expansive room. Going down, there was another expansive room.
睇完就連廚房都未見過走人啊。
I went through all the rooms. I didn't even see the kitchen, but it was still it was too much for me already. We left.
咁我今日唔係做地產廣告啊，點樣講呢個故事你聽咧？
I'm not trying to give you a real estate report, but why are we talking about this again?
啊，今日我哋就係一班咁嘅人，去到個前院度，哎呀，呢個前院真係好啦，夠啦。
A lot of times we're like my experience in the house. We walk into the outer courts and think, wow, this is great. Wow, this is more than enough for me. I'm going to stay here. I'm okay now.
啊，有啲人係喎，啊，過喺抗嘢唔死得嗰啲。去到河東地，啊河東都幾好啊！入咗呢個廳度，啊呢個 living room 都唔錯啊。
But just like the example here, those who were able to survive the wilderness. They walked and they came to the border of Canaan, east of the Jordan River. They're there looking around and saying, this is a wonderful place. It's just like me walking now beyond the courtyard, getting in and looking at the living room and thinking, wow, this is a nice living room. But it never become apparent to us. It never occurs to us that the richness and the fullness of the Lord far, far surpasses what we are able to see with our eyes. Sometimes, many of us, we think, I'm saved. Oh, that's good enough for me. Never would I have a heart to say, oh Lord, I want more than this. I want to get to a higher place. I want to be a spiritual man. But somehow today, when we use the word spiritual man, that has a negative connotation to it now. Oh, he's too spiritual. We want to be spiritual. Being spiritual means that we're dealing, that means we've dealt with our physical self. We want to get to that particular level. Some people judge and say, oh, they're just always talking about abstract things. It's just in theory. That's just too spiritual. It's not practical. But that's not right. We want to be spiritual. But we cannot just have spiritual understanding, knowledge. Some people say, well, you know, knowledge is not very good. Having knowledge is not good. That also is wrong. Because even in the Bible, it tells us that we are to apply all diligence, and after that, you need to add on to it. You need to add on to the faith. And along the line there, it says to add knowledge, to supply all knowledge. And so, knowledge is not a bad thing. So, being spiritual and having knowledge, they're not bad qualities. So, do not dismiss so readily as to say, oh, it's too spiritual, or ah, that's just too much knowledge. If you do that, then you're in direct contrast to what the Bible teaches. We're supposed to have faith, we're supposed to have diligence, and we're supposed to have knowledge. So let's go back to the picture of the Israelites. So many have now, all of them have been saved, but they left Egypt. Some now have wandered and have been lost in the wilderness, and some now have come to the border and decided to stay. In Revelation, it tells us the same story. This is not talking once again about whether you're saved or not. In the letter written to the church at Sardis, it says here specifically that I know your deeds, but that you have a name that you are alive, but indeed you are, in fact, you are dead. That means that you only have the label of being saved. You're only saved. But your life is not abundant. It's not full. When you come to a gathering, you're bringing the scent of a corpse into the gathering. You're bringing a carnal self, the flesh, into the meeting. You're not bringing the life into the meeting. Because your life is not full. Talking about the ten virgins, but five virgins specifically who did not bring enough oil in their lamps. We want all of us to have that heart desire that we are resolved in our heart. That I want to gain more of Christ and more and more. And as long as I open myself up as an empty vessel to the Lord will fill us more of Himself. You look at those chubby little infants, especially the kids, they open up their mouths to feed in order for them to be fed and to be plump. But for those infants that refuses to eat, I've had enough, they're never going to be plump. Why? Because they don't want to deal with it. There's an example in the Bible. Talks about the King Joash coming to look for Elijah. And so the king was dealing with an enemy that was at hand. And so he came to Elijah for advice. And so Elijah told him to take the
arrows.
And so the prophet instructed for him to shoot the arrows out the window. And so he shot it out in the right direction. And so he says, that arrow was for Anak. And you will be able to defeat them to the end. And then the prophet instructed him to take the arrows that he had and hit the floor. But the prophet never told him to stop or how many times he's supposed to hit the floor. So the king struck the floor with his arrow three times and then he stopped. And the prophet then turned to him and said, you should have struck the ground many more times, five, six times. And because you did not continue to strike the ground with the arrow, you will not be able to gain total victory against against Anak. You will only be able to gain partial victory. This tells us of a picture of man that we do not have a big enough appetite for God. There are two more points that I want to finish up with. Caleb is someone who is obedient to God. He was willing to subjugate himself to Joshua. Remember, there were two spies who went forth and came back with the same evaluation. But God chose Joshua to be the heir apparent to Moses to lead the people. We don't know why that was the selection. Why didn't God choose Caleb? We don't know why, but what we do know is that Caleb silently then submitted himself under the governing of Joshua. This lesson of submission is a vital lesson for each and every one of us. In today's society where everyone is for themselves, it's very difficult for us to learn this particular lesson. But in all of God's arrangements, whether it be on earth here or whether we're talking about spiritual arrangements that He makes for us, this lesson of submission is vital. If you do not want to learn to be submissive, if you are not able to learn the lesson well, then you will not have very much of a future in terms of service before the Lord. We have to learn that when we're talking about our families at home. We have to learn the lesson of submission when we're together as the church of God. We have to learn submission in whatever circumstance that we find ourselves. For the person who's been tapped to lead, They have their own lessons to learn.
好似摩西咁，如果佢唔系作带领嘅，佢唔会打磐石两下，佢唔会进入唔到迦南地。
For Moses, for example, he had his lesson. If he wouldn't have then tapped the rock or struck the rock twice, and he would not then have had to be kept behind and not be able to enter into the Canaan.
So, 你睇见神向带领人都系令特别嘅严厉。
So that is the more strict lessons that Moses had to learn. So these are the strict lessons that God requires for the leaders that he picks, selects to learn.
另外一点就是约啊加勒喺呢四十年里边默默陪伴住以色列人同埋佢下一代有行走。
The second point is Caleb, for all these 40 years that he accompanied the Israelites in general, even the younger ones, as they continue to grow, he accompanied them all along the way.
如果我哋系加勒咧，我就最衰系你啊，最衰你呢班人啊，得我好嘅啫啊！如果唔系你，我唔使行多四十年。
If I was Caleb, I'm thinking, man, it's because of you guys. You guys were the reason why I'm not able to get into Canaan 40 years ago.
但加勒冇咁样样。
But he didn't. That was not Caleb.
喺嗰度默默嘅陪伴佢哋。
Instead, he accompanied them all along the way.
今天我们年长一点的，我们都学这个功夫。
For those of us who are a little bit older, we need to learn that particular lesson.
可能摩西已经不在了。
Maybe Moses is no longer here.
可能好像同上一代不一样了。
It seems that our generation now is somewhat detached or different from the previous generation.
但我们都应当默默地陪伴我们下一代走这条属灵的路，叫他们成长。
But we need to continue forward, but not just that, but to accompany the next generation so that we can walk together with them and bring them along.
不是投诉又投诉
It's not just to complain and murmur.
到我年老的时候
When we are older,
到这个加勒年老的时候
When Caleb became older,
你回去读圣经。
Go back and read the Bible. It tells us that he came before Joshua. He tells Joshua point blank, I am as strong today as I was 40 years ago. And today I still want to gain that land. What land? Do you know which land Caleb still wants to acquire for?
就係嗰個有巨人嗰個地方啊，有姚明嘅地方啊嚇。
It is the very place where the giants were.
就係有亞納族人嘅地方，就係希伯倫。
It is Hebron. It is where Anak was.
佢向約書亞求嗰個地，即係四十年前，佢點樣？四十五年前，佢點樣唔得到嘅？佢今日還喺佢心裏邊，一直四十幾年之久。
He came before Joshua and asked specifically to have that piece of land. So that means that the land that he had spied out 40 years ago that was denied him at that time 40 years ago, now 40 years later, his heart was still on that particular piece of land to acquire it as he was supposed to have.
So 为什么我说这个人物呢,不单止对我们年轻人好,对老年人都好。
So that's why I said very early in my sharing today that this is a character that is a good example for us whether we are young or old.
我年轻的时候力量如何，今日力量还是如何？
Just as strong as I was 40 years ago, I am just as strong today.
我要得着那地。
I will gain that piece of land.
在里面那个灯一直没熄灭。
That means the light that was in his heart did not flicker for a moment.
我唔系今日年老，我要等退休啦。
It's not the same as us today. Oh, I'm older now. I'm just waiting for retirement.
佢里边个心志烈，从年少到年老，一直系咁样。
No, the fervency was still there. The same 40 years later as I was 40 years ago.
冇怪乎一个专心等候神嘅人。
This constitutes someone who is faithful.Who awaits before God.
盼望今日完咗啲堂道啦，唔系啦，我又听咗一个人一个故事，然后我里边真系有一个心，主我好似加勒一样，我愿意有另外一个心智，我专心就跟从你。
So I hope, brothers and sisters, after we finish our sharing today, that is not just another opportunity to hear about a particular character in the Bible, but rather that we are moved to desire to be like Caleb, to have that same type of heart. I want to enter fully into Canaan to be able to gain all the richness that God, the Lord has in store for me. I want to be a spiritual man. We'll end our meeting here today. Let's pray. Lord, may we boast before you. And to have you fill us. So that we might be just like Caleb, to have the same type of fervency, to have the same type of heart for you. To seek after you solely. So that from our youth till when we're old, that we will not deter from following after you. We so much want to be the recipient of all the heavenly blessings that you have stored up for us. Do not allow us to stop and to be content with what we have already. Have mercy upon us. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.